Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see, there is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. You said all there is to
Welcome back.
Say.
It's Tom Petty bringing us back to late, great Tom Petty. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. So check that out. Aaron Stewart is with us. Aaron is the co-owner and blockchain recruitment platform, job.com. And he's in the middle of an initial coin offering, an ICO. That's what we're talking about right now. And in the previous segment, Aaron gave us a little tour of how an ICO works, how it's how it raises capital. There are two kinds of coins, two kinds of tokens. One's a security, one's a utility. And I asked the question about the security, the regulatory part of an ICO. And I asked you, is this regulated as a security by the SEC? Or is it another form that's often called a private placement, a Reg D type of thing? What kind of a fish or fowl is an ICO?
So now you're going deep into the sort of legal side of it. And one caveat I want to say is, you know, the ICO we're doing isn't a security. So my knowledge is much more supreme on utility tokens. But what I can say is the SEC say that it's okay and you know, American money can go into a security token in the United States. However, it is illegal to take U.S. money for a utility, an unsecured token from U.S. from U.S. and several other countries.
So your ICO is not a security offering. Did we lose him? Okay, we'll get him back in the line. So, folks, this is important for you to understand, because if you remember, we've had quite a lot of conversations. I've talked to you a lot over the last 3 years about crowdfunding. And remember when we talked about crowdfunding, I told you there are three kinds. There's the benevolent kind, where you give money to an artist, or you give money to a band or some charity or something like that. GoFundMe, the crowdfunding things for people who've had problems or whatever, and you're trying to help them recover from that. Those are what I call the benevolent type. And then you've got the crowdfunding loans. And then you got the crowdfunding equity, which the SEC has had to bless in the last 2 or 3 years. That's where you actually invest in a company. Well, the ICOs don't use money; they use these tokens. You give them money. We can't seem to keep him on the line, apparently. But you give them money, and they give you a token back. And as he was explaining, that token. If it's a security where you actually then own a piece of the company, that's like the crowdfunding asset investment type of crowdfunding. Then you own part of the company, and when the company as it expands, those tokens are worth more, like a stock is worth more or less. But it sounds to me like Aaron's ICO is what he calls the utility. Coin. Is that right, Aaron? We can't seem to get him back on the line. So the point is that the Aaron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm there.
So it sounds like, though, your coin, your ICO is a utility. So what are people getting from giving you money for this utility token?
So obviously, as you know, our service is a recruitment service. It means that the tokens that we sell, that we get to sell, provide access to recruitment services. And that's what our token and our tokenized economy is for. So anyone that buys our utility token has a right and an access to utilize our service for recruitment, for hiring staff, etc. And they can choose to buy the right to that service and keep that token, or they can choose to sell that token to somebody else.
Why wouldn't they just engage your services and pay you like they do any other vendor?
Well, this is very true. I think what it is because of the way of the blockchain works and the way our service works, where we deliver a candidate, there has to be a smart contract to facilitate the completion of the transaction, because we effectively provide the candidate all the way up until past a three-month probationary period, to
right.
which when the client then says, yeah, I definitely want to keep the candidate, now I'm going to pay. And that has to all be recorded and kept on a smart contract for the
right.
safety and the protection of the client and the candidate.
With a blockchain, you've chosen to people, you've asked people to pay you. The transaction then is done in a coin, in a token, not in cash.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
But they have to buy. You for the token first.
They have to pay us for the token first. That's entirely correct. Yes.
Okay. So cash is
like
involved.
A limited supply service. Like
right.
you know, get in here now while it's hot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, otherwise, you know, you're going to miss out, because it's not often that you get to hire recruitment staff for 70% cheaper than anywhere else, and you don't have to physically transact and pay the money
right.
over and hand
this
over.
This is the allure of the ICO, folks, the exclusivity. That's one of the things if you value exclusivity, then this is a good deal for you. If you don't value exclusivity, it probably isn't. We're going to take a quick break, and I want to get Aaron to talk some more about blockchain on the other side of the break. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.